Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Well, very interesting, juicy headline and story just hit the presses from Sam McEwen. And I'll just read the headline. Simply says, alcohol in Memorial Stadium? Husker AD Bill Moose considers allowing it in suites. So, again, that is one of those things. I mean, first of all, there's a bunch of things with that. Like, hate to break it to everyone, but there's been a time or two that vodka has made its way into a suite. There's been a time or two that's happened. And there's some I'll believe that when I see it. I'll believe that when I see it. I realize you got a regime change, but there still is going to be a guy in Coach Osborne that's going to be a hard and fast, you know, anti guy with that, and I'll believe it when I see it. But certainly going to be interesting that even you got an AD like signing off on it at all, you know, saying like, yeah, you know, I consider it, yeah, I think about it, yeah, I could see it. I think maybe the first logical thing, would you do it at PBA first before we went, like incremental steps with it? I don't know. Or maybe it's if it happens, it happens everywhere. But there you go. Certainly going to be a very interesting story to watch track. Probably going to move at a roly-poly pace, too. Don't think for when Ohio State comes to town this year, you're going to be, you know, crushing Crown Royal or anything like that. It's not going to happen, George. All right? Don't do it, George.
I do love me some Crown.
Yep. You're going to have to do the whole thing where you're chugging beers before you run into the stadium. That world isn't going to change, guys. Oh, crap. Kickoff's in 20 minutes. Pass me two. Take it down. That's what happens. That is what happens. All right. Coming up next, get a crossover right. John and Josh, we come back.